Spanish and Isha either to himself or to the Shliach. So the Gemara asks, Hashtab the Shluch and the Kaddish Bo Mibaya. What's the Kiddush of Ha'ish Mekaddish Bo? Ha'ish Mekaddish B'Shlucha, then Kol Shkem Bo. So the Gemara has two answers. Either Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mi B'Shlucha, that there's a Mitzvah L'Chatchila for a person to be Mekaddish and Isha by himself and not through a Shliach. Or B'ha Yisura Nami Isva, that there's an Issa to be Mekaddish B'Shlucha. And that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. That you're supposed to be Mekaddish Bo, because it's not just a mitzvah to be Mekaddish Bo and not the Shulucho, but rather there's an Issa. Ika diyami b'ha yisur anami yisva k'di Rav Yehuda Merav, da'amar Rav Yehuda Merav, v'asulatim sheikai shesu yishat shirena, shemayir bodav magunav etzganalav, rachmona amar v'yahap l'recha kamocha. It's awesome. Yehuda Merav says that it's awesome to be Mekaddish shesu yisha without seeing her, because we're afraid that you might not like her in the end. You might not like her. So Tosfos says, it's a little strange, if there's really an Issa to be Mekadesh B'Shlucho, so why does the Mishnah use a Lashon L'Chatchila? Hafagad D'Ktoni Ha'ish Mekadesh L'Chatchila Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, Ish Mekadesh B'Shlucho, it sounds like it's Mutal L'Chatchila to be Mekadesh B'Shlucho. Why does it use a Lashon L'Chatchila? Says Tosfos, L'Nokad Le'Ela L'Ashmuin Andin Kedushin. It's just teaching me the din kiddushin. Doesn't mean to say it's mutter, it's just teaching me a din kiddushin. What does Tosfos mean? What does that mean? Ish Mekaddish B'Shlucho is teaching me a din kiddushin. The Tosfos Arash expands just a little bit on Tosfos, and he explains what Tosfos means. This I gave you in your packet. V'ha'yisur anam yikah v'hadit nan ha'ish Mekaddish Lo shiyei mutl chachila b'shlucho, ela osa v'ashmuinan b'chai l'kiddushin b'chiyai gavri. The Rosh says, ha'ish mekadesh b'shlucho is just saying, it works. There can be a chalos kiddushin b'shlucho. But it's an issa. It's osa to do it that way, but it works. It's a very, very difficult pshat. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that it works. It could have said, in kiddush b'shlucho. Kiddush b'shlucho mekudashas. Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, in Kiddush B'Shlucho Mekudeshes. Why does the Mishnah have to say it like that? Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, u'B'Shlucho. It sounds like B'Shlucho is also L'Chatchila. It's a little bit difficult. But that's how the Rosh and Tosfos are learning. But the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Kiddushin Pak is Chal, even Ayidei Shliach. But it's also to do it Ayidei Shliach. It's Mutter only if a person does it by himself. Rashi seems to have a different pshat here. What does Rashi say? B'hoi surin amiga, n'yoch l'kanish v'atzu v'kiddish ha'idei sholiach. It's osse, the mitzvah she'ir ere shemet nizgan ola. Rashi says that if one can be mekadesh himself and he's mekadesh through a shliach, so then it's osse. Then he violated this issa. It's a mitzvah to see the woman, he might be misgan, she might be tizgan ola, so therefore, it's osse to do. Maribe Rav is medayik from Rashi, but it sounds like Rashi holds that if you can do it yourself, then it's usher to do it through a shliach. But if you can't do it yourself, then it's mutter to do it through a shliach. And it could be that Rashi was troubled with Tosfos kasha. Ha'ish mekadesh b'shlucho sounds like lechatchila to be mekadesh al yedei shliach. It's not a din lechatchila. I thought we said it's awesome. So Rashi answers by saying no, lechatchila it's mutter to do through a shliach if you can't do it by yourself. If you can do it by yourself, al yedei shliach is taka awesome. If you can't do it yourself, so then lechatchila you can do it through a shliach. And that's what Rashi means to answer. He means to answer Tosfos kasha. That's the Maribe Rav, Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. B'hoisur namika pirush Rashi miyofa lekadesh v'atzma. Perush mitaret kusha achash yesh b'gemar. How can the Tana just say it's mutter to be mekadesh b'shliach? He's teaching us an issa. He's teaching us, how can he teach us an issa? L'zel marashi re'ei sh'arei yesh tzad heter afilu l'chatchila. So Rashi comes to say that no, there really is a tzad heter, even l'chatchila. She'enu osir l'kshu ba'atzvo yochel l'kadesh, v'kiddush ha'yidei shliach. Avon hu'enu yochel l'kadesh ba'atzvo mutl l'kadesh ha'yidei shliach. That's what Rashi comes to answer, that if he can do it by himself, then it's osir through a shliach. Can't do it by himself, then it's mutl through a shliach. So those are the two parts of the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadesh bo, L'chatchila only through bo, that's where he can do it by himself. Then it's also to do it through a shliach. B'shlucho, l'chatchila, you can do it through a shliach. There is a hechetimsa that you can be mekayish through a shliach. That's where he can't do it by himself. So then even through a shliach, it's l'chatchila. Eli.
In the corner of that, Rav Shimon and the Mishnah said bo b'shlucho. It sounds like you can do either one at all times.
That's what the word vav normally means. Vav can mean oh. So that's what it means over here. Bo, oh, b'shlucho. But there are different cases. There are different cases. L'chatchila, you can do it bo, always, right? And if he can do it himself, then it's not a l'chatchila to do it b'shlucho. B'shlucho is saying that if you can't do it yourself, then it's still a l'chatchila to do it b'shlucho. What's bothering you? There's something...
They sound the same. Also, I think Gemara later, like Mem Zion said U and not O, so it can't be or. With the three things of the Kaddish ring.
Sometimes a vav means and, it doesn't mean or, it depends on the context. If you can't interpret it to mean O, then we'll say it means and. But sometimes it does mean O. Sometimes it does mean or and not and. Yes?
What's driving Tosfot to say that there's a reason why it's better for an individual to be Mekadosh and Isha by himself?
Better, or it's osif him to do it b'shulchan? Tosfot is saying it's osif to do it b'shulchan. The only thing the Mishnah is teaching me is that there's a din kedushin that b'dieved, if you Mekadosh Ha'idei Shliach, it's chal. But it's also to do it that way. Why does Tosis not learn like Rashi? I'll tell you why. Because Rashi's pshat is very difficult. Why should I assume that the Isser is dependent on if you can do it by yourself or not? If there's an Isser, there's an Isser. The Tosis has to stand on his head and say, really, there's an Isser, b'chol gafni. There's really an Isser in all circumstances. Mishnah is teaching me that the Kiddushin Ha'idei Shliach is going to be chal. But it's really an issa to do in all circumstances. Rashi is the pella, because Rashi says, well, it depends. Sometimes there's an issa, sometimes there's no issa. Why should I assume that it's an issa that's dependent on circumstance? Rashi is a big chiddush. So Rashi is a good answer to the kasha, but it's a difficult answer, because why should I say that the issa is dependent on whether he can do it himself or not? I saw another hand. So based on this Rashi, perhaps we can answer the age-old question that they asked. How could Yitzhak have sent Eliezer to Mekadesh Rivka? He didn't see Rivka before Eliezer was Mekadesh, or how is that mutter? So someone is saying maybe he wasn't Mekadesh Rivka in Charan, but he brought her back, and Yitzhak did the Kiddushin. He saw her before he was Mekadesh. And Tak Eliezer was not a Shliach. The problem is it's against Tosis and Ksubis. As Tosfos and Ksubis, in the context of the sugya of Sheva Brachas, Tosfos talks about the bracha that they gave Rivka. The Gemara Ksubis on Daf Zayin Amud Beis says that we say Sheva Brachas in front of a minion of 10 people. And there are different makaros. They either learn from Boaz or they learn from other psukim, but there are different makaros that we have to say Sheva Brachas in front of 10 people. In the Seches Kala says Tosfos, the Maisi Krod, the Vayavarchu as Rivka. Vayivorcha es Rivka, that's a different pasuk. Not Vayigach Boaz Asara Anashim, but from the bracha that they gave Rivka. Because says Tosis, no, maybe that's not talking about Sheva Brachas. Ikolamemer, the Hasan Birchas Erisin, the Hocha Birchas Nisun. Maybe that was talking about Birchas Erisin. That was the Kiddushin. Yesh Lomo Misham, Sheesh Lomar Birchas Erisin, Leisha Meskadeshes, Al Yidei Shliach, Sharei Eliezer Shliach Hoya. Says Tosis, you see from that Gemara, from that pasuk, that even if a shliach is mekadosh the isha, you say birchas erusin. Don't think you only say the birchas erusin if the man is mekadosh himself. No, even if mekadosh ha'idei shliach, because Eliezer was a shliach. You see clearly that Tosis assumes Eliezer was a shliach and then mekadosh Rivka and Chara. So how is it possible? How is it mutter to do? I thought it's also to be mekadosh an isha until you see her, and L'chora Yitzhak didn't see her beforehand. So how does it make sense that he was allowed to do that? So some of the Farshim suggest that we know that Yitzhak Avinu couldn't go to Chutz Laretz. He became an Ola Tamim at the Akedah. He couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. So he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Then we understand that it was Mutal Chatchila to Mekadosh Ha'yidei Shliach. That's what the Sefer Hasidim says. Yehuda Chassid. So this is not the Chassidus HaTorah, one of the Rishonim. Not that Chassidus HaTorah there's any problem with, but it's one of the Rishonim. Adam shirotz lakachas isha verotzim litna lo tzarech lavar sham lir osa. Vegam hitira osa shim lo yosha be'enav lo yikochena ve'im yikochena b'lo ra'o shem yisna'ena v'yikave yis'ava l'misosa. Ksiv al tachash al reacha ra'a. What does Sefer Chassidim? First of all, he says it's also for a man to be mekayesh an isha till he sees her. It's also for the woman as well. The Gemara doesn't say that it's also for the woman. In fact, the Gemara later says that Tav Meisav Tandu, it's not also for the woman to be miskadeshes without seeing the husband, because we assume that she'll be happy. A little modern that the Sefer Chassidim mentions an Issa by the Isha too. Not sure where he got this from. Some of you pointed this out in Seder. And then he quotes a different pasuk. He quotes a pasuk from Mishlei. Interesting Sefer Chassidim. Very interesting. The footnotes didn't pick up on this. I don't know why. Good kashis. Zok the Sefer Chassidim ve'en lo haviraya al Yitzchak Avinu shlo ra osadoni asked from Yitzchak Avinu that he didn't see Rivka before the Kiddushin kilo hoya lo lotzeis mei Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he was able to be Mekadesh through a shliach. Right, he couldn't leave, so that's why he was mutter. L'chora, what the Sefer Chassidim is invoking is Rashi. Right, that the Issa to be Mekadesh B'Shlucho is only if you can do it Ba'atzmo. But if you can't do it Ba'atzmo, so then you can be Mekadesh B'Shlucho. Strange, he couldn't be Mekadesh Ba'atzmo? Couldn't they have brought Rivka back to him and then he could have been Mekadesh there? It's interesting that the Sefer Chassidim didn't think of such an option. I guess he feels Rivka probably wouldn't have been interested in going, right? If she's going ala Sofik, she doesn't know if Yitzchak Avinu is going to want her, so then she wouldn't be interested in going. So the only way that she agreed is if the Kiddushin actually took place there in Choron. Apparently that's what the Sefer Hasidim is assuming. Question, Daniel.
Maybe they just didn't need to do that.
They didn't need to do what?
They also didn't need to bring her back to the Kiddushin as well, since the Allah clearly states that it's fine during it.
It's fine doing it in Haran if there's no other option, but if there is another option, then what's the heck
there? At that moment, they used Makashu, there was no other option.
At the moment, there was no other option. I hear. It's an idea. Okay, you could say Yop Shadow. You could also say that Rivka wasn't interested. Right? She wasn't interested in going. She was afraid. He was afraid maybe he wouldn't want her. So she forced his hand, and she wanted the Kiddushin to be done right there. Okay, questions? So what's Pshat in Rashi? What's Pshat in this idea in Rashi? Rashi says that it's also to be Mekadesh B'Shlucho if you can do it by yourself. Can't do it by yourself, then it's mutter l'chatchila to do it through a shliach. What kind of a strange notion is this? If there's an Issa, there's an Issa. So what that he can't see her? Okay, that's not our fault. But if there's an Issa, there should be an Issa. So maybe the answer is that Rashi holds it's not such an Issa. It's an Issa, but it's a lighter type of Issa. It's more of an Eitz HaTovah Kamashmalan. It's a din l'chatchila to do this. Right? Yahat L'recha Kamocha tells us that there's a din l'chatchila, you shouldn't be Mekadesh B'Shlucho, because we're afraid that he'll hate her in the end. He won't love her appropriately. So it's not a real Issa. It's an Eitz HaTovah that the person shouldn't be led in a direction that there's going to be a problem in the future. But it's not a real Issa. Because it's not a real Issa, Rashi feels that in extenuating circumstances, that Eitz HaTovah doesn't apply. If he can't do it Ba'atzmo, then he can do it B'Shlucho. If he can do it Ba'atzmo, so then that Eitz HaTovah is not just an Eitz HaTovah, but we say it's a strong Eitz HaTovah, so much so that there's a shmek of an Issa, there's a little bit of an Issa. But because it's not such a strong Issa, so therefore, in extenuating circumstances, maybe it's permissible to be Mekadesh B'Shlucho. Bam is this idea that it's not a real Issa according to Rashi is Meduri from the Loshin of Rashi. Because what does Rashi say? V'hoi Yisur Nami Ika Im Yoch L'Kadish Ba'atzma V'Kidish Ha'idei Shaliach D'mitzu She'ireda Shemet Nizgana Olaf. What's the key word in Rashi? It shows Rashi's hand. Shema? Okay. Maybe that's the key word. What's another possibility? Yochol? No. What's the keyword in Rashi that demonstrates that it's just an Eitz HaTovah? It might not be a real Issa. I hear it. Just say it louder. The mitzvah, exactly. Who said that? Moshe, you're older. The mitzvah she'irena. What kind of a mitzvah? Osir l'kadsha ad she'irena. Rashi is saying mitzvah she'irena. It's a mitzvah to see her? Yeah, because it's not a real Issa. It's because of a mitzvah. Yahat l'recha kamocha. It's a mitzvah. It's an inyan. It's an Eitz HaTovah to see her first. Because if you don't see her first, then you might hate her in the end. Shemet Tizgana Olav. That shows that Rashi holds it's not a real Isser. Isser is lav dafka. The Loshen Osser is lav dafka. It's an Eitz HaTovah. It's like a mitzvah. It's not. It's It's not a mitzvah, it's an Eitz Tova. It's a lower level mitzvah. It's a good thing to do. It's such a good thing to do that if you can do it, it's really awesome not to do that. Right? If you can do it b'atzma, then it's awesome to do it b'shlucha. But since it's only an Eitz Tova, Rashi feels that if you can't do it yourself, then you can do it through a shliach. You can do it through a shliach. Because it's just a mitzvah. Just a mitzvah l'chatchila, but if you can't, then you can't. If you can't, then it's not absolutely necessary to do it ba'atzim. So this actually relates to another Rashi. Rashi echoes a similar sentiment later in the Gemara. Because the Gemara mentions that one is not allowed to be Mekadish's daughter was a ketana. Ish Mekadish is bitok shinaira, the sefer of the Mishnah. Shinaira bo b'shlucha. Shinaira ink shi ketana lo. Sayele the Rav the Amar of Yehuda Maravi Tema Rebbe Lozer Aslam Shikaj is Vitok Shiktana Chitigda Vatama Bifloni Ani Rotsa. Kshinara ink Shiktana. Lo, it sounds from the Mishnah you're not allowed to be Makadesh, a daughter who's a Ktana. Why? Because Taka Rav says that it's Osa. Aslam Shikaj is Vitok Shiktana. You have to wait until she becomes a Gedola. When does she become a Gedola? At age 12, when she reaches the age of Nairus. So when she becomes a Gedola, then she can say Bifloni Ani Rotsa. It's also to be Makadish the daughter when she's a Ketana. Josh.
According to Tosfos, if you can't do the Kedushin yourself, then what would he say?
If the father can't do the Kedushin himself?
Yeah.
We're not talking about a Shliach. We're saying that the father can't be Makadish his daughter.
No, going back to what we said before.
But before, we're not talking about the father. We're talking about the woman herself. That she's either Miskadeshes. The man is Makadish the woman himself, or he's Makadish through a Shliach. She is Miskadeshes herself or through a Shliach. There's no father.
No, I'm talking about Rashi says the reason why it could be lechachila okay for the man to kaddish a woman is only if he can't do it himself.
Right.
So according to Tosus, what he say, what would happen?
Tosus would say it's asa. But if you can't do it yourself, then don't be makadish this particular woman. Find another woman that you can see.
So there's you're just like stuck in it.
I think Tosus would say that there are no dispensations. It's asa. If it's asa, it's asa. There's nothing to say. Chor. So comes the Gemara and says it's also for a person to be Makadish's daughter who's a Ketana. Only a Nara, but she has to be a Gedola, so she can say Bifloni Ani Rotsa. The Ketana can also say Bifloni Ani Rotsa. The answer is that the Das of a Ketana or a Ketana Lav Klum He, it's not significant. So even if she says Bifloni Ani Rotsa, we don't trust her. You know, she doesn't really understand what she's saying, so therefore you have to wait until she has Das and she can say Bifloni Ani Rotsa. Yaakov.
How do you read the Mishnah? According to Tosfos, why does it need b'shlucha at all?
You're talking about the first bava, the middle, or the last bava? Which part?
Bo
b'shlucha. You're going back to the ratio.
Yeah.
How do you read the Mishnah according to
Tosfos?
If it's asid to do it b'shlucha,
yeah.
So Tosfos tells you that the b'shlucha just means that it's chal b'shlucha. But it's still asa. It's chal, meaning the kiddushin is chal. You shouldn't think the kiddushin isn't chal. The kiddushin is chal, but it's still asa. I've told you.
It's still, then why would the Mishnah tell us something that's asa? And like, saying, this works, but it's asa. So
right.
Don't do it. But it
right.
works. Like,
right.
It's a very strange.
Why? The Mishnah often tells us halachas. It's a halacha that it works. What you're really asking is that the Lash of the Mishnah sounds like, it's good.
Right.
It's good to do it this way. The chatchila, it is strange. And Tosfos is a difficult shot. The Rosh has the same shot, but it's not easy. It's not an easy shot. Yes.
Why can't you just say the shaliach could also just be that you also saw her and then send the shaliach? That would clearly work. So maybe that's the Mishnah's referring to a normal case of the shaliach. A normal case
that's,
of shaliach.
That's your Tosfos. That's not the Tosfos that we have. That's Tosfos Gottlieb. It's a different. I don't know. The Rishonim apparently didn't feel that's the Pashat in the Mishnah. I hear what you're suggesting. What, that you see the woman now, but you don't want to be Makadosh now, and then later you decide...
The normal case of Shlichus, where I sent, I met her, and then
met her.
I went back to Yeshiva, and now I send
went
my
back
God
to Yeshiva. It's not in the Rosh either. How did you meet her if you were in Yeshiva? Okay. I'm not sure. Okay, so the Gemara says that it's also to be Makadosh a daughter who's a Ketana. there's a chiyuv to wait until she's a gedola so she can say before any rose. Yeah. It sounds like an issa gomer, yeah? From Rashi, you get the impression it's not an issa gomer. It's not an issa gomer. It's like it's proper etiquette to do that, but it's not an issa gomer. How do I see that from Rashi? How do I see that from Rashi? Rashi on the Mishnah. What does Rashi say on the Mishnah? Kshinara, the Kolshken Kshiktana, and Kibo Kidushim Kudeshes. The father is more in control of his daughter when she's a Ktana. Right? The Gemara Daf Gimel on the base has a whole discussion. When she's a Nara, who gets the Kesef Kiddushin? It's not so poshut. Right? The daughter now is she's a Bailim, she has her own Das. It's not so poshut that the father should be able to be Mekadosh his daughter who's a Nara. But a Ktana Avad? Kolshken Kshiktana, Kibo Kidushim Kudeshes. So Haydan Oka Nara, Orach Ara. Ashmuinan, the Ktana lechatchila lo for the Mefarish b'Gemara. She says the reason why the Mishnah was Noket Nara is because it's an Orach Ara not to be Mekadosh the daughter who's a Ktana. Lechatchila lo, Orach Ara. Orach Ara? Derech Eretz? It's a Derech Eretz not to be Mekadosh the daughter who's a Ktana. I thought it's also to be Mekadosh the daughter who's a Ktana. What's Rashi saying? Chilei ploy, mefrek biatz misyoisi. What's Rashi saying? It's just an Orach Ara, it's just a Derech Eretz not to be Mekadesh, a daughter who's a Ktana? Isn't it awesome to be Mekadesh, a daughter who's a Ktana? Until she tells you that she's Floniani Rotsa? So Zopiat Mesios, if you see from Rashi that the Issa to be Mekadesh, a daughter who's a Ktana, is not a real Issa, it's not an Issa Gomer, it's just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malam. It's an Eitzah Tova Lechatchila. It's not an Issa Gomer. It's not an Issa Gomer. Similar to Rashi's understanding of the Isser to be Mekadosh B'Shulcha. Right? It's not an Isser Gomer to be Mekadosh a woman before seeing her. It's an Eitzah Tova. That's why Rashi felt that if one is able to do it B'Atzva, then he shouldn't do it B'Shulcha. But if he can't do it B'Atzva, then it's Mutter to do B'Shulcha. But it's not really an Isser Gomer, it's just an Eitzah Tova Kamash. And this seems to be what the Rambam holds as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Gimel. Ain roy lasos kain. Does that sound like an issa to you? Doesn't sound like an issa. Chen ha'ish, ein roi l'kadish k'tana, stop. V'lo yikadish isha tshirena, v'tiyakshere b'einav. V'shem lo simtzachem b'einav, v'nimtze megarsho shochevima v'husana. Again, the Rambam says, ein roi l'kadish. It's not roi to be mekadish k'tana, or to be mekadish a woman before you see her. Ein roi, he doesn't say osa, why not osa? That's what the Kesef Mishnah picks up later. Perek Yud halacha tezayin. Not sure why he didn't say it here, but in Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin, Hamaris is bitok tada b'tava baal l'nisuin, bein hi bein avia yecholin la'akesh l'tinasi achetagdel v'tayosen ar. Simnatz l'kon sakones. Ma'aris is bitok tada, someone gives over his daughter for erisin, for kiddushin, and the baal is toveya for nisuin. So both of them, either the girl or the father, can say, I don't want. They want to wait until she becomes a gedola. So comes the Kesef Mishnah and says, it sounds from the Rambam, that it's not an issa to be mekadesh the daughter who's a ktana. It's ein roi lasos kain, as he says earlier in Perek Gimel. Right? That the Lashon of the Braisa, Bein Hi, Bein Avia, Yecholin, La'akev, sounds like if they don't want to be Ma'akev, then it's Mutter. It's Mutter to give her over for Nisuin. It's Mutter. I thought it's Asa to be Mekadosh, the daughter. I thought it's Asa to give over the daughter for marriage before she becomes a Gedola. The answer is that it's an Eitzah Tova, according to the Rambam. It's not Roy, but it is going to be Chal. Right? Once you do the Erisin, then you can do the Nisuin. Right? It's not... Maybe it's not the best thing to do, but it's not absolutely awesome. So if it's not absolutely awesome, if the father or the daughter don't want to be ma'ake, then they can agree to the nisun. They can agree to give her over for marriage. Because the Rambam holds that it's not an absolute issa to be mekadosh the daughter who's a ketana. why do Rashi and the Rambam learn the quote-unquote Isser in such a strange way that they say it's not really an Isser, it's just an Eitz Tova? So the Atzmas Yosef says the answer probably is they were concerned with Tosis's Kasha. Tosis Kasha. Which Tosis? Who Tosis? Tosis is a Kasha. Why should it be also to be Makadisha the way it was a Ketana? What's Tosis asking? Tavla Mesef Tandu. We always assume that the woman wants to get married, so what's the Issa to be Makadisha the way it was a Ketana? What's the Issa? Tavla Mesef Tandu. It's so much she's going to be happy with her marriage. Why are we afraid that she's not going to be happy with the man? So it says Tosus, Hani Mili Bigdol Shem Eskadeshes Al Yidei Atzma. Kevin Shem Nisratze Yitz Lekha Lamecha Shem Atachza. Tana Shem Eskadeshes Al Yidei Avia Yik Lamecha Shem Meim Haysa Gedola Lo Haysa Nisratze. So it says Tosus, you know what the chilek is? The chilek between Gedola and Ketana. Tav Lamesef Tandu applies to a Gedola, but doesn't apply to a Ketana. A Gedola is Miskadeshes Al Yidei Atzma. She's accepting Kiddushin by herself. So therefore we say Tav Lamesef Tandu. She's accepting Kiddushin by herself. What are we talking about here? She's accepting the Kiddushin? That's not the case. The case is that the father's Mekadesh the daughter. Right? What's he saying? But Gedola, then the Kiddushin is Ayde Atzma. So then Kevin Shin Nisratze. She was Nisratze in the Kiddushin. We're not afraid she'll be Choseris for. Tavla Mesav Tandu, when a woman accepts the Kiddushin herself, what is Tosfos talking about? The woman accepts the Kiddushin herself, and we need Tavla Mesef Tandu. If she accepts the Kiddushin, so of course she's Mekudeshes. What's he saying? So if you look at the Riyah Zokin, he adds a little bit to Tosis, and he helps. You get a little bit of a better impression from the Riyah Zokin. What is Tosis answering over here? The Avagav Damin Ala El Debechol Du Nichala Hani Milik She Atzma Osa Avag She'achar Osa Lo Hani Milik She Atzma Osa. That she herself does. What's she doing? Accepting the Kiddushin? Nay. What's she doing? What is she doing? Making a shliach to accept the Kiddushin. That's what she's doing. When the father's Mekadesh his daughter who's a Nara, so then the daughter's not having any say in the matter. The father has bailus over the daughter, so he can Mekadesh his daughter, whether she says yes or not. But we're talking about a case of Gedola. When do we say Tavla Mesef Tandu? There's no iser for the woman to be miskadeshes b'shlucha. Ha'ish mekadesh b'shlucha, that's an iser. Ha'ish miskadeshes b'shlucha, that's not an iser. When is that not an iser? That's b'gdola, says Tosfos. Zokter Riyazokin, right? Rishonim say, b'gdola, it's not an iser. Why? Well, since she's involved, it's not an iser. She's the one making the shlich, it's not an iser. But the Ketana is not involved in the Kiddushin. Since the father is the one who's Mekadesh the Ketana is not involved in the process, so there we're afraid that Tavla Mesef Tandu doesn't apply. The Ketana, we're afraid Tavla Mesef Tandu doesn't apply, but by Gedola, we're not afraid because she's involved in the process, she makes the Shliach. She makes the Shliach. That's what the Riyah Zokin and Tosfos seem to be saying. And this is really explained by the Rashba. The Rashba in the first day it says this came out of the Ferish. In Tomar, the Ha Amina Talamates of Tandu Malays of Amalu, Ishlomar Davka Begdola, the Lohik Pida Lomar Chazoka Nichola Becholdehu, Abakhtana Dilma Lechashetigdal Lotis Ratzebo. What is the Rashba saying? The middle Lohik Pida Lomar to whom? She wasn't Makbet to say what? To say which man she wants to be miskadeshes to. She wasn't makbet to say to whom? To say to the shliach which man she wants to be miskadeshes to. So she wasn't makbet to say to the shliach, then chazoka nichala b'choldu. Then tavla mesav tandu. Then we assume that nichala b'choldu. So it's not an iser for her to be miskadeshes b'shlucha, says the Rambam. That's what the Riyah Zokin and Tosfos have in mind. The chilek between Gedol and Ketana is that Gedola, she's involved in the process. She makes the shliach. So if you didn't specify to the shliach that she wants to get married only to Reuven, only to X, only to this individual, chazaka, denichaleva kaldahu. And we assume that she's happy with anyone, tavla mesav tandu. But Ktana is not Niskadesh as the Atzma. Ktana is Niskadesh as Ayidei Aviya. The father's the one bailus over the daughter, and he's Mekadesh without the daughter say so. So in such a case, then we're afraid that she's not going to be happy in the end. So Tavla Mesef Tavla doesn't apply by Ktana. Okay, that's the first day in the Rashba, and that seems to be what the Riyazokin says in his first day, and what Tosfos writes. But comes the Riyazokin, and he offers a second answer to this question. Tavla Mesef Tandu, why is there an Issa to be Mekadesh, a daughter who's a Ktana? The Haravit Tiri is the Hanimili Gedola of a Ktana Lo. Ad Kandvar, a Kurtzavar in the Riyazokin. Quotes from the Ravid that it's not a chilek that the Gedola is Osa. Right? The Gedola kshi atzma Osa. Gedola is involved in the process, she's making the Shliya. No, that's not the issue. A chilek Gedola Ktana. A chilek between Gedola and Ktana. What's a chilek? You tell me the chilek is that the Gedola is involved in the process, she makes the Shliya. So because she didn't tell the Shliya that there's a specific man I want to be miskadeshes to, so then we assume Tavla Mesef Tandu that she's Nichola Bekoldahu. Okay, you tell me a svar, so then I hear the chilek between Gedola and Ktana. If you don't say any chilek between Gedola and Ktana, there's no svar, just stam a chilek. But what's the Ravid saying? Tavla Mesef Tandu applies only to Gedola, not to Ktana. That's why it's osa to be mekadesh as bitok shi Ktana. Well, what's going on? What's the Ravid have in mind? So l'chora, the Ravid is alluding to the second day in the Rashba. L'chora, right? The 2 days in the Riyazokin are dovetailing the 2 days in the Rashba. Inami says the Rashba, Iklameh, the Ktana Chashina and Dilma, Mimalalu lo mili ilavei. What do those words mean? It's a lot of Aramaic. They're going to speak words about him. About whom? They're going to be motzi laz against the man. Right? If you're Makadesh, a daughter who's a Ktana, we're afraid that maybe people are going to speak ill of the husband. Mitoch shadait akala tispata vitisna'anu. And because the das of the Ktana is kala, she doesn't really have das. This has nothing to do with noshim dait and kalos. The Ktana, when she's still a Ktana, she doesn't really have full das. So she's going to be convinced to spot it. She's not going to be seduced. She'll be convinced by the Lashon Hara that they're saying about the husband. And she'll come to hate him. That's the problem with Ktana. Ktana doesn't have a full das, so we're afraid that they'll speak ill of the husband. And then the Ktana will be convinced by the Lashon Hara that they're speaking about the husband, and she'll come to hate the husband. So that's why it's also... Tavla Mesef Tandu is not going to work by Ktana, because the only time it works is if she's not going to be mispata, if she's not going to be convinced by the Lashon Hara that they're saying against the husband. Hashem can be Gedola. By Gedola, the Gedola has a mind of her own. She's not going to listen. She'll look into things. She's not going to form an impression based on what people are saying. She'll look into it first. But Ktana, first impressions count by Ktana. The Ktana is going to feel like, what's my father doing? Right, everyone is speaking ill of the husband. So Tavla Mesef Tandu is not going to work by the Ktana. The Ktana is going to hate the husband. So that's why it's Taka Asa to be Mekadesh Shvitok Shi Ktana, because we're afraid that the damage is going to be sown Bekatnas, and there's no way that we can repair that damage. So that's why it's Asa to be Mekadesh the daughter who's a Ktana. But a Nara? There's no Issa. We're afraid that they'll speak ill of the husband. No, the Nara is a Gedola. She has a mind of her own. She's not going to accept what they say. She's going to look into it. And if she doesn't find that he really is as bad a guy as they made him out to be, then it's just not going to bother her. So Tavla Mesef Tandu can apply back at all, doesn't apply back at all. That lechora is the chiluk of the Ravid. Right? Stam lechiluk, hanimi legedola, as opposed to Ktana. What does that mean? That means Gedola is different. Why is she different? Because she has a das of her own. So if she has a das of her own, she's not going to be affected by the lashon hara that they say against the husband. So we're not afraid. So that's why Tavla Mesef Tandu applies. But by Ktana, Tavla Mesef Tandu does not apply. So the question is the chilek between whether the Gedola is involved in the process of making a shliach, as opposed to Ktana, that the father simply is Mekadesh, the daughter is a Ktana, she's not involved in the process, or is the chilek in das, that the Gedola has a das of her own, and therefore we're not afraid that she'll be affected by the Lashon Hara that they say against the husband, as opposed to Ktana, who doesn't have a das of her own, we're afraid she'll be mispata by the Lashon Hara. And if she's mispata, then she might come to hate the husband, so Tavla Mesef Tandu won't apply by Ktana. Sam?
I understand for the second answer of the Rashba and the Ravid, why a father would be able to give his Naira away, because we can assume she has Das, but why for the first reason would we...
Oh, to phrase what you're saying differently, what's the nafkamina between these two approaches? the Azokin, Rashba, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, can a father be Mekadosh his daughter who's a Nara? If you assume like the second day, it's Stamachila between Gedola and Katana, because the Gedola has a mind of her own. She has Das. She's not going to be mispata. She's not going to be influenced by the Lashon Hara they say against the husband. So then it doesn't matter whether she's involved in the process or she's not involved, right? Or the father is doing it by himself. So even if the father's Mekadosh's daughter, that's Mutta. Heta Gama, Tavon Esav Tandu. There should be no Issa, because the Nara is not going to be influenced by the Lashon Hara they say against the husband. But if you say, like the first day, if you assume the whole chiluk is that when the gedola is involved in the process, if she's the one who makes the shliach, so then tavla meisav tandu. Meaning, if she's the one who makes the shliach and she doesn't tell the shliach, dafka yenin, dafka this guy I want to be miskadeshes to, not stam a person, dafka this person. So if she doesn't specify to the shliach, then we assume tavla meisav tandu, that she's happy with anyone. So that's the idea, that because she's involved and didn't specify to the shliach, then we assume she's nichol of a koldahu, then obviously that would not apply if the father is mekadesha without her consent. Right? That's the nafkamina between these two approaches. It's very difficult, because the Gemara seems to assume that the Isser applies only to Ketana, not to Nara. Right? The Isser applies only to Ketana, not to Nara. So that would work very nicely according to the second day. According to the first day, it should be also to be mekadesha's daughter, even if she's a Nara. Even she's a Nara. Lashon the Gemara is not mashma that one. According to the first day of the Rashba, what you have to say is that the Gemara is assuming that you're going to ask the Nara. Right? The whole idea of the Gemara is also Ladam Sheikadosh's Bitok Shikana Achetigdav V'Tama Befloni Ani Rotsa. The problem is that you have to ask the Ketana, who do you want to marry? And we don't trust the judgment of the Ketana when she's Bekatna, because she doesn't really have Das, then. So Badafki, you have to wait until she becomes a Gedola. A Nara is a Gedola. So maybe what the Gemara means is that it's Mutta for a man to be Mekadosh's daughter who's a Nara. If he asks her, do you want Ploni? And if she says yes, then it's Mutta. We're talking about a situation that Hitaka asked her. So if she asked her, then it's Mutta. But if he doesn't ask her, then it's Taka also, even by Nara. Because if she's not involved in the process, then we have no umdana, we have no chazaka to assume that she's nichol of a koldahu. That's the chora, the nafkamina between the different approaches of the Rishon. Not if the chila between gedola and ketana is that gedola has das and ketana doesn't have das, so then taka, there's no issa by nara. But if the chilik is that if she's involved in the process and she doesn't specify to the shliach the floni ani rotsa, so then mustama she's nichol of a koldahu, then that would not apply to the father. So the only way it would be mutter to be Mekadosh's daughter who's a Nara by the father is if Yitaka asks her if she's Nichola Befloni. No.
Why is it any different than anyone else asking her or her asking anyone else to be Shliach?
Right. I hear what you're saying. So the father definitely has a right to be Mekadosh's daughter who's a Nara whether she likes it or not. But the question is it also the duke? Right? He has a right to do, and the kiddushin is going to be chav. If he wants to do it by heter, so then he has to do it in a form of shlichus, meaning he'll have to ask her, and that would be tantamount to becoming a shliach of the daughter.
Correct. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if he didn't ask her, it would be awesome.
Ve'ish mekadosh es bitok shinara bo'u b'shlucho. No, so that means that he can be mekadosh her by himself, and he can be Mekadosh her b'shlucho, saying b'shlucho is also asur. If he doesn't ask her, so how can he be Mekadosh her b'shlucho? So if he's asking her, what's the chilik between bo as opposed to shlucho, he's also a shliach, he's saying. Let's say the daughter says that nichol of a koldahu, she doesn't care. So if she doesn't care, then the father can be Mekadosh her, and he can make a shliach too. You can't say she's appointing anyone a shliach. Right? If she's nichol b'koldu, so then the father has a right to be mekadosh her, and since the father has a right to be mekadosh her, he can make a shliach as well. He can be moseh that koach to the shliach. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That if she's nichol b'koldu, so then he can be mekadosh her, bo or b'shlucha. Yeah?
I guess maybe another way to understand is like kind of like Rashi says, that's Rashi Kishin Nara, says kol shekein kishin ketana. So we're to call it Canaan if Nara is the Tachila and Katana is the Diyeva, like Rashi says in the next line. So you need to, everyone holds that. The Mishnah's not talking about Tachila, the Mishnah's talking about the Diyeva. So the father Marizom is Nara, it's not Lechachila, it's Bedeavet, you shouldn't. But like we saw before, Isra might just be just Bedeavet. They can't do it.
Therefore, what are you saying? The chiluk between Nara and Ketana according to Rashi is what?
I'm saying this because it could be the same thing. Tosfos hold the same thing. Except that we're stuck because...
Because Tosfos assumed that it's an Issa Gomer. He didn't say that it's just an Issa Tova. Rashi's Lashon is that it's only an Issa Tova. Right? Rashi's Lashon is that it's only an Issa Tova. So according to Rashi... Right? According to Rashi... According to Rashi, what? What? There's an Issa Tova not to be Mekadosh the daughter who's a Ketana. Because we don't know what she wants. But by Nara... I think Rashi would have to say the same thing. By Nara, you'd have to ask her. If you don't ask her, so then how do you know what the Nara wants? I'm not sure I understand what you're coming to say. Zokti Atzmas Yosef, why did Rashi and the Rambam learn that the Issa to be Mekadosh a daughter who's a Ketana is not an Issa, it's a Derech Eretz, it's an Eitzah Tova? What's bothering them? What's pushing them? Zokti Atzmas Yosef, it's the Kash of Tosfos. Tosfos was bothered. Why should there be an Issa to be Mekadosh a daughter who's a Ketana? Tavla Meisav Tandu. What's the Issa? Tavla Meisav Tandu. The Tosfos has to stand on his head and give two different answers and takes a long time just to figure out what Tosfos is talking about, right? Is it Stam a chilek between Gedol and Ketana because the Gedol has das and Ketana doesn't? Is it because Gedol is involved in the process, the Shliach, right? The Gedol made the Shliach, so she doesn't specify, it's Chazaka Denichel Abakoldu. Rashi and the Rambam were troubled with this Kasha. You just said Tavla Meisav Tandu. So that's why they said, obviously, it must not be a real Issa. Because if it were a real Issa, we don't understand. Why should it be us, Tavla Meisav Tandu? It's not an Issa if Tavla Meisav Tandu, but it's still an Eitzah Tova. It's a Derech Eretz to ask. Even if Tavla Meisav Tandu, the woman's going to be happy. Right? She's going to be happy, whatever her situation is. Right? Whatever her situation is. You know, there are those who say, nowadays, do we really claim Tavla Meisav Tandu? Is that really true? A person is, a woman is Nichol Abakoldu? It's a kasha. The Rav was very much into saying that the chazokas of the Gemara were said la'olam void. That's how Chazal understood. So these chazokas, even if we think that the psychology has changed, we're not going to change halacha. We're not going to change halacha, even though to us it seems a little bit strange. Tavla Meisav Tandu, a person is Nichol Abakoldu, the woman is Nichol Abakoldu. And the whole dating process seems to imply that she's not Nichol Abakoldu. I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. The Rav felt that you have to work with the chazakas of the Gemara. This is what Chazal gave us. These were the principles Chazal gave us. So we have to follow these principles. So Rashi and the Rambam were troubled. If Tavla Meisav Tandu, what kind of an Isser is there? So that's why they reinterpreted the Isser. It's not a real Isser. It's Lav Dafka. An Isser, it's really just an Eitzah Tova. It's really just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malam. And Rashi Lishitoso, Rashi assumed that not only is it an Eitzah Tova regarding to be Mekadosh's daughter was a Ketana, it's an Eitzah Tova in general. But the other Issa, that also other Shekadosh is a Isha Chirena, that also is just an Eitzah Tova. An Eitzah Tova, all these, the two Isurim that we mentioned here in the Gemara, it's not real, these are not really Isurim, they're just an Eitzah Tova. It's appropriate, the proper thing to do, but it's not a real Issa though. Yes?
Should also say that perhaps the reason why Rashi would be pushed to say to make a Tova is because of what Tosfos alludes to, that this, that the minhag was that people would actually retire their daughters as Ketana.
So we're gonna get to that. That happens to also be true, but that's a later minhag. Why should I say that's the only thing that's moving Rashi? It's the simple upshot is that the kash of Tosfos itself, the first point of Tosfos, also is moving Rashi. I mean, both could move Rashi, but the kash of Tosfos itself is strong enough that Rashi would feel compelled to say that it's not a real Issa. So Rashi and the Rambam learn that the Issa to be Mekadosh a daughter who's a Ketana is not a real Issa, and Rashi, not the Rambam, but Rashi learns that the primary Issa to be Mekadosh a woman before seeing her, that's also not a real Issa. Nafkamina, that if you can't do it yourself, then you can do it through a Shliach. Nafkamina, in terms of the daughter, that even though, again, that because we say Tavla Meisav Tandu, you have to claim it's not a real Issa, it's just appropriate to ask the daughter before you marry her off. it's appropriate to ask the daughter to ask the ketana, but it's not a real iser even for a ketana. Okay, as Ben mentioned, Tosas continues and makes one final comment. Let's analyze this comment of Tosas. How can we do this? Nowadays, we are no way to marry off our daughters even when they're ketanas. This is talking the time of the Bali Tosas. We don't do this anymore. But the minhag in the time of the Bali Tosas was to marry off even ketanas. Says Tosfos, the reason why we marry off our daughters who are ketanas is because the golos is so strong. Karnos is difficult. So if you can give a dowry to the daughter, then better to marry her off than to wait until she becomes a gedola, and then she might not be able to get married. What kind of a strange idea is this? If there's an issur to marry the daughter when she's a ketana, so what, because parnasa is difficult, so the issur suddenly falls away? How can an issur just fall away like that? How does that happen? So according to Rashi and the Rambam, as Ben said, it's great. If there really is no issur, it's just an etzah tova kamashmalan. So then we understand what Tosfos is saying. It's not a real issur. It's an etzah tova. So again, in extenuating circumstances, it'll be mutter. Just like Rashi says, in extenuating circumstances, the primary issa to marry a woman before you see her doesn't apply. If you can't do it yourself, if you can only do it through a shlis, then it's mutter. So to hear, bless Breira, it's difficult times. Difficult times. You can't give a dowry. So if you have the money now, then marry her off now. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the minhag of Tosas is great. The problem is that Tosas doesn't learn like Rashi and the Rambam. Tosas seems to assume that it's an issa or a gomer. It must be Nisagama. That's why Tosus had to stand on his head and give a different answer for the chiluk between Nara as opposed to Ketana. If he felt like Rashi and the Rambam, he didn't need that answer. So Tosus is assuming that it's a Nisagama to be Mekadesh as Bituk Shiktana. So that's the case. And how can Tosus just throw away that it's Maisim B'chol Yom? We do that because B'les Breira, there's nothing we can do. What do you mean there's nothing we can do? It's an Issa and Issa. Right? If it's B'les Breira, it's Mutter to eat Chazer. Okay, this is not an Issa. The rice, but is it mutter to violate the issa just because there's no brera? What's the answer? What do you think? No.
Perhaps it's using the same framework of the way Tav works, which is that the reason that a woman accepts it is because she doesn't want to live alone, and so the reality at that time is different, which is that if she didn't get married at the time of the shidduch, then she would be alone forever. And so Tosfos was saying, let's use that framework of Tav LeMeitav and apply it to the
Matthias. Okay, so I'll say something similar, a little bit different. What's this issa based on? Stam and issa? What's it based on? It's based on a pasuk. What's the pasuk? What's the issa based on? The Gemara says, "Yehat l'recha kamocha." Right. So maybe what Tosfos is saying is, if the issa is based on "Yehat l'recha kamocha," if the circumstances change, if "Yehat l'recha kamocha" dictates to me that maybe it's better for her to get married now. Look, it's only a suffix that she's going to hate the husband in the future. We don't know for sure. Right? But if Parnos is good now, and the golus is miskaber, b'chol yom v'yom, we see that people are having difficulty with Parnosa. So maybe you're showing more sensitivity to the girl by marrying her off now than by waiting to marry her off later. You think you're showing sensitivity to her by marrying her off later, but maybe there won't be an opportunity. Right? She won't get the same shidduch because you're not going to be able to give her the dowry later. Haflerecha kamocha might dictate in certain circumstances that it's better to marry her off now, even though there's a possibility that it will lead to problems in the future. We're not choshesh for those problems in the future because the extenuating circumstances tell us that the isser shouldn't apply now. We shouldn't be concerned about the isser, because the whole isser is based on the fact that you want to be sensitive to the girl. That's one way to answer to Tosfos. The other beer that you can give in Tosfos, I once heard, you know, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amid Beis seems to say that there's a mitzvah derabbanan to marry off a child, to marry off a daughter. Lahasio isha, right? That's one of the things that a father has to do for a son. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk that mentions a daughter. As the pasuk says, "Chunoshim v'holidu banim uvanos, k'chulev nechem noshim, v'es b'nosechem tenu la noshim." The pasuk says that the person is supposed to get married, have children, and they're supposed to marry off their kids. Seems like it's like a mitzvah d'rabbanan to ensure that the kids get settled. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to ensure that the kids should get settled. So perhaps we can say that if there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to marry off a child to make sure that the child gets settled, so even if there's an issur d'rabbanan not to marry the daughter, not to marry off the daughter until she's a gedola and she can tell you what she wants, but since there is a mitzvah d'rabbanan to marry off the child and you're afraid that you won't be able to marry off the child in the future, maybe the mitzvah d'rabbanan is docha the issur d'rabbanan. Right? Just like on a level of the Raya, so we say that an asay is docha lo sasay, so maybe on a level of the Rabbanan as well, if there's really a mitzvah the Rabbanan to ensure that a child should get married, so in a circumstance where you're afraid that you won't be able to marry them off as easily later, so maybe that mitzvah the Rabbanan is docha the issur the Rabbanan of marrying her off before she's a gadol, and she could tell you bifloni ani rotsa. Okay, these are the two ways that perhaps you can explain Tosfos. Questions? Ellie.
We know that the Isra Dez of Baptos is a love for the girl not to marry. We know that for the man not to be discussed by his wife, but when the Gemara discusses the girl saying no, it doesn't say that. Baptos is a love.
Isn't it the same idea? The Sefer Hasidim seem to put the two together. Isn't the same idea? That the problem is that if the Ketana, the Rashba seem to say that, right? If the Ketana doesn't say Bifloni Ani Rotsa, we're afraid she'll be Mispata and she'll hate her husband and it's not gonna be a marriage made in heaven. It's not gonna last. No?
It says when she gets older, it's very different than him getting disgusted right away.
But Lechora, that's the idea, no? That the problem is we're afraid if the Ketana doesn't say Bifloni Ani Rotsa, then she's not gonna be happy. So what, that she's not happy? So if she's not happy, she'll hate him, and that's not a good thing. Lechor, it's the same basic idea.
Similar to Ellie's point, in Tosfos, Tosfos mentioned that there's a chashash of Shema Taksa. It doesn't really sound like Mahatma and Echakoka. What's that chashash of Shema Taksa?
Kevin Shinisrat is Lekal Anecha Shema Taksa. The way that we explain Tosis, what that means is she might change her mind, and even though she made the shliach, she might say that I'm not happy with the shlichus. I'm not happy with what you did. Shema tachza. Maybe she will back out. She can't back out. Once she made the shliach, she can't back out, but she won't be happy because she'll see who the shliach... Again, just one second. Anime with the gedola. We're not afraid. Since she made the shliach, she sent the shliach and didn't tell the shliach that she's misratza only for ploni. So we assume that she's nichla v'koldu. But by ketana, since the ketana was not involved, shema tachza. Tachza, what's the ketana doing? I'm not sure I understand. Right? The ketana is choseres, but she didn't make the shliach. The father is marrying off the daughter who's a ketana. What does Shema Tachza mean? What do you think it means? Shema Tachza means the daughter is going to go back to the father. The daughter is going to return to the father and say, Dad, what'd you do to me? Right? She's not going to be happy. That's what it means, Lechora. Ellie?
We just say that the problem is that the whole point of marrying her young is to keep her married. So if we're afraid that she's going to end up she gets older, reneging on the marriage, then what's the point? However, here, if she can't get married later, so then at least let's try to get her married as we can. Meaning in a perfect world, we wouldn't marry her. In a perfect world, we wouldn't marry her young.
Right.
Because we want the marriage to last.
Right.
If we marry her, but if we don't marry her now, we wait. There will be no marriage to last at all. So let's do this to get her married.
As opposed to the other case, again?
As opposed to... Not nowadays. I mean, then days.
Mm-hmm. If the purpose is to keep her married...
Maybe,
but the purpose
is maybe like to keep her married. You don't want her to leave. Tuki says, "I want it."
But the purpose is to get her married. Right. So if we're not going to be able to get her married or to keep her married. Uh-huh. The purpose is to get her married. So if nowadays we're not going to be able to get her married later, so then we should do it now. We should do it now. There's an issa. I mean, you're basically saying the same thing as what I'm saying, right? That the purpose is to get her married. Why? The purpose is to make her happy. right? To keep her happy. So if we're not going to be able to marry her off later, then she's not going to be happy. So better to enter into the suffix now, so that maybe she'll be happy. Is that really what you're saying?
Saying that because we're doing it a negative way. He's going to be disgusted by her. By the Katana would say, she'll say, Ani Rosa, I want it. Mm-hmm. You want her to say she wants. It's like a positive.
Uh-huh. Okay, I hear. Isaac?
Yeah, according to how we just explained Tosfot, that Hashem Tassar said she's going to be unhappy. It seems to me that there's a difference between Tosfot and someone like the Rashba of what the purpose for the Isser is. Right? According to the Rashba, the Isser being over Hathor after Kamocha is to make sure she doesn't not like the husband. Right? Shema Yisnet. That she's not going to hate him. But according to Tosfot, it's that we want her to be happy.
You want her to be happy, not that she's going to hate him. Okay, I hear. There's a nuance of difference between the two. I hear. According to Rashi and the Rambam, we can answer another age-old question. We're dealing with a lot of questions from Chumash today. Right? Rashi and the Rambam again hold that the Isser to be Makarish a woman without seeing her is just an Eitz HaTov. It's not a real Isser. So we know, the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu told Sarah that he never knew she was so beautiful. They were going down to Mitzrayim, so she said, now I realize that you're a beautiful woman. He didn't realize that before. How could he not have realized it before? Frektim Arshah in Bava Basra. If Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, so Mistama, he was Mekayim this halacha too, even Dinim D'Rabbanan, he was Mekayim. So Mistama, he wouldn't have married Sarah unless he took a look at her first. So what's he saying? That now I realize that you're beautiful? Marshaz Kash. Chedusha Agadis. He's picking up on the Gemara in Bava Basra that Iyov said that I didn't look at a Basula. So the Gemara says, Afra Lepume de Iyov, what, he didn't look at a Basula, but at a married woman he did look at? So in that context, the Marshaz, it's a collector's item, Marsha. Marsha is this kasha that had it Avraham Avinu not look at Sarah. Wasn't he afraid that he wouldn't like her later and he'd violate the Issa? So Zokta Marsha, that Avada, he saw her before marrying her. No question about it. That's the Issa. He's not allowed to marry her before seeing her. But after he decided to marry her, so then mitoch tznius that there was between them, he didn't look at her so carefully. So he had the impression that as she got older, she must not have remained so beautiful. We know that the Chazal say bas zayin kebas bas kuf kebas chof liofi, that Sarah remained beautiful even as she aged. Avraham was saying, I didn't realize that even as you were aging, you'd still remain beautiful. Not that he didn't look at her before getting married. Of course, he looked at her before he married her. But the chiddush was that she stayed beautiful even as she aged. That's all he was saying. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, there's a simple answer to the question. Avraham knew about himself that he wasn't going to dislike Sarah. Right? If the whole iser oslo adam shikar shesisha chirena shema tisgana beina, maybe she'll become disgraceful in his eyes, or she will be disgraceful in his eyes. Avraham knew about himself that she wasn't going to be disgraceful. He knew that was not going to bother him. Looks was not high on the checklist. Right? So if looks were not high for him on the checklist, he didn't care. He was mechaven l'shem shemaim, and he didn't think this was going to be a problem for him. So the Isser, he felt the Isser shouldn't apply to him. An Isser doesn't apply, an Isser is an Isser. What, how can he's darshinan time of the Isser? Right? He didn't think it applied to him. If it's an Isser, then it should just be an Isser. It should apply across the board. The answer is, if you assume like Rashi and the Rambam, if you assume it's not a real Issa, but rather it's an Eitz HaTova, and in certain circumstances, if the Eitz HaTova, you know, if there's a reason not to feel compelled by the Eitz HaTova, then the Eitz HaTova can be done away with. So then in this case as well, just like Rashi was willing to say that if a person can't be in the Kaddish the woman himself, then he can be in the Kaddish through a shliach, even though he can't see the woman beforehand. So too here. Avraham felt that it wasn't going to be an issue for him. If he knew about himself that it wasn't going to be an issue, so then the Eitz HaTova doesn't apply. It's only an Eitz HaTova. It's only advice. So if he doesn't think that the advice is really relevant to him, so then he would be allowed to marry without taking that advice. So that's exactly what he did. It's not that initially he looked at Sarah, but later on he didn't realize that she'd remain beautiful even as she aged. But maybe he felt that the Eitz HaTova doesn't apply to him. So if it's only an Eitz HaTova, not an Isser, so then he wasn't beholden to that takes a toke. Okay, we'll stop here.